Rural Zones. Welcome to Country File. It's 1:30. It's time for our weekly look at the country. I've been sifting through some of the newspapers and I've come across an article written by the travel author Bill Bryson, which suggests Britain is not doing enough to protect its countryside. Here with me to discuss this is Margaret Harman from the Ministry of the Environment. Hi, Margaret.
Hello, it's lovely to be here.
Have you seen this article?
Yes, Mr. Bryson has made some very good points. He has just taken over as the president of an organisation known as the Campaign to Protect Rural England.
Indeed. Here, he's suggesting making the whole of England a national park.
Yes, I think that may be a little too much, but his point is that we should do more to protect our countryside. At the moment, only a small part of the UK is protected. Many other beautiful areas are being destroyed by the construction of new houses and factories.
Well, Mr. Bryson says that Great Britain accounts for 0.0174069% of the Earth's surface, and because it is so small, we should take extra care of it. He also says that England is so small, it's easy for people to travel to national parks.
Yes, one of the things that the government is very proud of is the fact that we have run and managed national parks so well. People can escape from the city at the weekend and go and enjoy the countryside.
But what more can we do to protect Britain?
The problem is that house prices are extremely high, and one solution offered by government ministers is to build more houses. However, this means that houses will be built on protected areas, and that these areas will be seriously affected. We as a government have to stop this. We have to protect greenbelt land and make existing houses more affordable. These things are fundamental if we want to protect our countryside.
Well, it's certainly an interesting debate. I'm sure that one question that many of our listeners would like to ask is, will there be any money available for the protection of these areas of natural beauty?
As you well know, it isn't just a question of money, but we'll be looking at the question of funding in the near future.
Thank you very much for coming in today, Margaret Harman.
My pleasure.